It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New laws to increase oversight of the NYPD are set to go into effect starting later this year following the City Council's override of Mayor Bloomberg's vetoes of the legislation. One will create an inspector general to oversee the NYPD and make it easier for people to file racial profiling lawsuits against the department. On his weekly appearance on WOR, Mayor Bloomberg continued to criticize the measures, saying they'll undercut the command structure and make police worry more about getting sued than going after criminals. Here to talk about what cops think of the new laws is Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, thank you.
What are you hearing from your members?
Disharmony in a lot of ways. The concern now is, you know, what's going to take place with crime in the streets. We are really in a position where we became the bad guy with the passage of the City Council legislation.
In what way?
Well, there's a presumption of guilt on a police officer, whereas that's never been the case. We look back to our mothers and fathers and every parent who always tells their child, if you're ever in trouble or have a problem, go to a police officer. Well, this piece of legislation creates the presumption that police officers are biased, that we are racially profiling individuals. We are profiling individuals based on their ethnic backgrounds or religion or heterosexual or gay, or if they live in a housing project. Is very wide open. And at the end of the day, any person who gets stopped then has the right to sit back and claim that they were unnecessarily stopped. And yes, the police officer could document it, which he's supposed to do, and put down everything and explain all the reasons why. But it still begins to lay a foundation for litigation that will take place against the individual police officer.
Are you getting the sense that this is affecting morale?
There's no doubt it's affecting morale. And to be quite honest, I think any New York City cop that doesn't witness the actual crime and goes out and stops someone is out of their mind to do that. I personally would not be doing it if I don't witness a crime. It's just not worth jeopardizing our careers, our pensions, or disciplinary action that can be taken against us. It's just not worth it. The public needs to stand up and get out the expression of concern for safety and not turn the city back into what it was years ago. There's a big issue of, you know, community policing. We did that in the 90s. It doesn't work. We did nothing back in the late 70s and the 80s. We weren't allowed to make arrests back then for drug deals and prostitution and stuff like that because the department was afraid of corruption. We would literally walk into places in full uniform and be told to walk out and fill out an intelligence report. And now we have an aggressive method of policing, which has reduced crime citywide, became America's safest city. I've spoken to people in other cities. Where in Chicago, to be specific, they are not utilizing the stop and frisk practice. And stop and frisk is
Critics have pointed to the fact that thousands and thousands of stops are undertaken, and the majority of them end up with no summonses
right.
and no arrests,
right.
and hundreds compared to the thousands of stops, two or 300 guns taken off the streets.
A valuable statement that you just made. That's very true. But what's not being said is that it's stop, question, and frisk. And in the case of Terry versus Ohio, the purpose of the frisk is to provide for officer safety. It's not to recover guns and drugs and things along those lines. If I see an individual standing at a known burglary location that we have had a series of break-ins, I have the right, based on things that individual may be doing, to go up, make a basic right of inquiry what they're doing. And depending upon the questions you get, leads to reasonable suspicion, which in turn now, as I'm speaking to this individual, yeah. I may sit back and say, let me make sure he doesn't have a weapon, because that's the purpose of the frisk. not to be tossing people for drugs. And
Ed, I'm afraid I'm afraid we need to end the conversation there.
Sure.
I thank you so much for joining me. Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, giving his perspective on the city council's override of Mayor Bloomberg's veto of two bills aimed at limiting stop and frisk. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.